This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. Tis the season for gift giving because we want to show our love and appreciation to family and friends. Or maybe we just feel like we have to. Whatever the reason, buying presents is hard for folks who are struggling just as our economy is. So how do we give gifts without breaking the bank, a bank that may already be on life support? Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has some ideas in this report.
And what are you going to make?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree.
Yeah. It's Christmas time at the winter home in Allen Park, a suburb of Detroit.
Sleigh bells ring.
My name is Heather Winter, and I have two children, Raymond, who is 7, and Elizabeth, who is 3. And then I have my husband, Seth, who is on his way home from work right now.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
How was work?
Heather and Seth Winter work for a parking company that does valet service. Combined, they make about $25,000 a year. No benefits.
I would say that we might be on the top edge of poverty.
The Winters pay out of pocket for their health insurance, and they have a mortgage and home equity loan. The kids' health care needs are covered by Medicaid, and Heather Winter feeds her family with help from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. She says the holidays can be stressful, especially when her 7-year-old asks for something they just can't afford.
You know, he'll want like a $50 Lego thing, and that's just not in our budget right now. And so I've been trying to hint at that Santa might be on a budget this year, which he likes to come back with, but his elves can make it.
Heather and her husband Seth, in their role as Santa's elves, have put away $200 in cash for their Christmas budget this year. They keep it cash only, no buying gifts on credit. Seth scraps cars for extra cash.
They were paying $13 a car battery, and he had like 8 of them.
And Heather fills out online surveys.
And I managed to get $56 out of that.
Heather says she's going to use some of the money to buy the kids toys, but she makes most of her gifts. Homemade jams, spice rubs, and pajamas from fabric store remnants. Personal finance expert Farnoosh Tarabi says when you're low on funds, the winter's cash-only rule is the way to go.
It's hard to part with cash. It actually hurts from a psychological standpoint as opposed to swiping that credit card.
And says Tarabi, if you're going to a holiday party where gift giving is a must, but buying for more than one person is impossible, say these two words, secret Santa.
So maybe be that person who is a little daring and speaks up on behalf of everybody else and makes that suggestion.
She adds that if you're buying presents, don't wait until the last minute. That's when you spend more, out of guilt. And come January, you'll be suffering from a painful holiday debt hangover. Robert Manning says going into holiday debt is still pretty standard practice. He's the CEO of the Responsible Debt Relief Institute and an economic sociologist. Manning says it makes sense that low-income families stray from strict budgets over the holidays.
If there's one time that you kind of opt out of the discipline of spending that you've adhered to through the year, this is the time that you have an opportunity to say the sacrifices were worth it, demonstrating that things aren't as bad as they've appeared over the rest of the year.
Unfortunately, he says, going off budget when you're struggling financially can mean putting gifts on plastic with out-of-control APRs or worse, taking out payday loans.
And Americans as a society are kind of at a crossroads right now. They don't know if we're going to go back to 2005 or this is the new normal.
He says because our fiscal future is up in the air, there's a split between those who throw caution to the wind and spend like it's 2005 and those who spend within their means over the holidays.
You made an imprint of a gingerbread man.
Back at the Winters in that Detroit suburb, Mom Heather is ready for Americans to tone down all the gift buying and keep it that way.
I would hope people are looking at their budgets and not going crazy with it. You know, we need to look more at what we need versus what we want.
I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.
Hi, this is Teresa Newton. I live in Portland, Oregon, and this year we're depending on homemade gifts using our credit card points and only shopping. Really incredible sales or just not going out at all. No dinner, no nothing.
Hi, this is Ernie Hidalgo in North Hollywood, and my family does a secret Santa to incorporate all family members, and then we select special gifts for immediate family members.
My name is Jessica Palumbo. I live in Tallahassee, Florida. And my family agreed we're only exchanging cookies this year instead of gifts.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Thanks to all of you who wrote on the Marketplace and Marketplace Money Facebook walls telling us how you're going to stay on budget over the holidays.